of Almighty Yah, we rest upon you. You are listening to the Voice of Victory broadcast with Pastor Roberts. We do pray and hope that Messiah, Yahshua the Lamb, that mighty anointing, the revelation of whom the Father is, rests deeply in your soul, and that the burning fire of that understanding causeth you to press on in the faith. There are many things in this nation that are transpiring, and they are being done under the auspices, the disguise of religion. We must understand the power of religion, what it does. It is when a man gives himself over unto a supreme power, the anointing that he perceives that he possesses. It is not of his own strength, but it is an anointing or a power that he has received from some power of darkness. And there are many strange powers of darkness that illuminates the heavens today. Yahweh has given this nation and the nations of the world over unto these strange deities of hell. And it behooves you, my friend, you that Yahweh has begotten unto this lively hope that is in Yahshua Messiah, that we understand. Do you understand that? That your mind, your heart, your spirit is open unto the laws and the commands of Yahweh. When your heart, mind, your spirit are open unto Yahweh's commands, then we do the things that causes him to be pleased with us. He is not pleased with this nation. He is not pleased with this world. Those that call themselves the call out, what a sad commentary, because they are doing the same things as this wicked, vile, perverted world is doing. And because of that, they have rejected Yahweh. They will not receive his true name. They walk under this power and this pagan, and that is the truth. Whether you reject that or not, the name of Jesus is a pagan name. It is a transliteration of a pagan Latin Greek name. Jesus has nothing to do with Yahweh. It does not denote the power of Yahweh's salvation. And so under the power of that mythology or that God, you have all kinds of heaven worship today. That man is worshiping the host of the heavens, and the reason why you always given him over unto that. I want to, for your experience, for your knowledge, and for understanding God in your soul, I want to read from Scripture, that it may bring enlightenment, understanding, knowledge, that there may be a fruit that comes forth from your soul. Scripture says in 2 Kings chapter 17, verses 13 through 20. I want you to give this man of Yahweh your undivided attention. I want you to hear what the word of Yahweh says, that you may walk in this knowledge and strength of the power of Almighty Yahweh. 2 Kings chapter 17, beginning at verse 13. It says, yet Yahweh testified against Israel and against Yehudah Do you understand that? That he witnessed against Israel, and also the tribe of Yehudah, Judah, he testified against them. By all the prophets, and by all the seers, saying, now this is the testimony against them. He said, turn ye from your evil ways. We tend to think that our ways are not evil. Now this is the word of Yahweh, that he warned them to turn from their evil ways. Do you understand, my friend? Do you have any understanding when Yahweh tells you to turn from your evil ways? There are ways that are disagreeable. There are ways that are filled with things that do not value the truth of Yahweh. What is the truth of Yahweh? Well, it is His laws, Yahweh's commandments. Messiah said, think not that I've come to destroy the laws and the prophets. He did not come to destroy that. Yahweh said, you have turned from me because of your evil ways. You have not kept my commandments and my statutes. You have not kept my laws, my code of conduct. You have not allowed me to govern you, my statutes, my ordinance. I've given you limitations. I've prescribed to you which way to walk, what you ought to do, how to eat, how to reverence me, and to keep me before your eyes with fear. He said, you will not keep those. They are not preserved in your soul. And that is what is transpiring in this nation. The limits of this nation. My, what a travesty. There is nothing that is wrong in America. You can be a homosexual and call yourself a preacher. You can be a lesbian bulldagger and call yourself a preacher. You can be a stripper. You can be a liar. You can be a perverter of truth. Yet, there are those that will exalt that person with all kinds of accolades. Yet when it comes to the ordinance of Yahweh, His statutes and commandments, a love for His name, there's no love for the name of Yahweh in all these vile whorehouses today. Isn't that amazing? Because what they do teach you are the six principles or the six commandments of the second table of stone that Yahweh gave unto Moshach. And yet when it comes to the statutes of Yahweh, to keep His name pure and righteous, having no other Yahweh or El before Him being Yahweh, keeping His Shabbat, man will not honor Yahweh, but they will honor men, and they will prescribe to that loving men. You must love Yahweh with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and then you love your neighbor even as yourself, and upon these hinge the whole law of the counsel of Yahweh. Not just loving your neighbor, but loving Yahweh first, and above all things, with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength, you love Yahweh. So this is a generation like Israel, Yehudah. They have turned to their evil ways, and their evil ways are there. Their evil way is, I will identify the evil way of man. It is his own corrupt will. It is his own perverted mind. It is his own lasciviousness, his own lust, that he burns with a driven desire in his flesh to ascertain the things that he perceives that are good for him. And so the commandments of Yahweh and the statutes of Yahweh, they are not relevant today. That's why we have so many whorehouses and so many different doctrines, and they're worshiping the hosts of heaven. Yes, the God of the Baptist is different than the God of the Apostolics. The God of the apostolic is different than the God of the holiness. The God of the Seventh-day Adventist is different than the God of the Lutherans or the Presbyterians. Yahweh said, you have not kept my commandments, my statutes. He said, according to all the law which I commanded your fathers, and which I sent to you by my servants, the prophets, my messengers, men of strength, men of power, men that speak prophetically, by my unction, by my command, you will know that they are my prophets, because they exalt and exude the laws and the commands of Yahweh. Men today that declare that they are prophets and do not reveal the power and revelation of the laws, the commandments of Yahweh in Messiah, they are false prophets. They are not true prophets. They are not men that can see. They have no ability to see with visions of understanding. What we have today, you will find one, a prognosticator. He will say something. And then you will find the host of these men, the prophecies, the prophecy clubs, the prophecy manifestos. They will all take that, and they will all derive with different meanings, every last one of them. And they will all proclaim, we'll try to put it in a way that they are the originators. You must understand what Jeremiah said, and what Isaiah, these men, it was generated from the bosom of Yahweh. And they were profound words, strength and power, caused the souls to burn with fear in the hearts of men. Even Israel would turn from their wickedness. They would adhere to the law of Yahweh. And then because they will not continue in those statutes, will fall back unto the depravity of their iniquitous ways, walking in their own lusts, lasciviousness, concupiscence, with their minds being taken over by powers of darkness. I say to you, my friend, there is only one name that Yahweh has given, and that is His name, whereby we can be saved. It is not in the name of Jesus. We are the elect of Yahweh. And there are those even in ignorance. They have gone forth without this profound truth. And yet Yahweh in this hour is opening the eyes of His elect, His people, to His name. I say to you, my friend, you that are listening, what is the name of this Father that you call Father? Yahweh said, you have not done according to all the laws which I commanded your fathers. You notice one thing about the Yodim, the Jews, they would identify their fathers. Oh, they knew Abraham. They knew Isaac. And Yaakov, they knew them. And they had this pride concerning their fathers. They knew the genealogy. Yet you tell me my genealogy has been birthed in the kingdom of Yahweh, and I do not know my father. Something is wrong with us. We need to go back to Scripture and find out what thus saith Yahweh. He said, I've sent my servants of prophets unto you, and you have not received them. 2 Kings, chapter 17. Look at what Yahweh thunders through this house of Yahweh. He says in verse 14, notwithstanding, they will not hear. Is this not a generation that will not hear? But they harden their necks. They began to treat them with ill regards. They will not receive the words of the prophets, nor the seers of Yahweh, men that had the ability by the unction of the Spirit to see beyond the natural realm of man. They hardened their neck, likened to the neck of their fathers, that they did not believe Yahweh, their Father. Who are you believing today? How do we believe him? What has he given unto us to believe him? First of all, he has given us a counsel. He has given us a commandment, a law. He has given us a government. And Messiah, the law of Messiah, the spirit of that truth, has made us free from the law of sin and death. That we do not have to serve death, nor sin. We do not have to give our hearts and minds over unto Shaitan. But we can serve Yahweh. And we oblige him by keeping his commandments and his laws. What a corrupt generation. You will hear many of those in what they call Christendom. I'm not a part of it. I'm in the body of Messiah, Yahweh, my Father. Those that are in what we call Christendom, they will say, well, when it comes to the fourth commandment, that was for the Yodim. For the Jews. Yet the other nine are for them. Yet only that one is for the Jews. What an ignorant statement. What an unlearned man, woman. What religion does to the heart and the mind of man. That it causes them to harden their neck against Yahweh. That they will not obey him. That they walk in their apostasy, in their filthiness, in their own wicked, corrupt ways. They will not believe Yahweh. They rejected his statutes and his covenant that he made with their father and his testimonies, which he testified against him. And look at what they did. They followed after vanity. Things that are breathless, no life, no power to grant life. Isn't that what this nation is doing? They pursue football, basketball, billion-dollar industries. They spend the monies on the paraphernalia of this industry. Sporting. They love things of vanity. They have out this movie, a perverted thing, called The Passion. And they are selling out the movie houses. These are synagogues of darkness. That's what the movie houses are. They are not the tabernacles of Yahweh. In the tabernacle, the word of Yahweh is spoken and preached. Not some movie showing things that are full of vanity. Then they project this one they call Jesus as this long-haired hippie. That is not the identity of Messiah. It's a false identity. It is what a pride. Every nation has their identity, a Messiah. The Caucasians, the blacks, the Hispanics, every nation. They paint him in their own image. And that's what they have painted this deity in. And that is the strength of Greek mythology. Many gods. Same God, known by many different names. And that is what these nations have done. They have fallen after vanity, vain things, empty things of no life, have no power to produce life. My friend, you that are listening to me tonight, if a man says to you that Yahshua is his name, and he tells you that Jesus is the same, he is a liar. It can never be. Messiah came in the Father's name. Scripture tells us that. And yet they will try to explain away Scripture. And you cannot do that. He came in the Father's name. We better find out what the Father's name is. That we may know that name that is given on the earth whereby we must be saved. Well, men will say that. There are those in particular who say the name of Yahshua, Yahweh is causing division. What liars! and deceitful men they are. There's never been more division in the name of Jesus. You got every whorehouse in America is established in that name. You got the racist, prejudice, racist of the nations that take part in the ethnicity, and yet they all speak in the name of Jesus. And they will tell you they have the Holy Ghost. I believe they have a ghost, but I do not believe they have the spirit, the Ruah of Yahweh. I believe that they have a spirit, but it's not the spirit of Yahweh. And they all fill with vanity, lies, and their doctrines are false, full of deception. And they always say that they love, and yet they can't even love Yahweh. When they hear that name, they become very violent and ill. And they will say to you, well, preacher, you're going to cause dissension. Tell me what name has caused more dissension, more separation, more division than the name of Jesus. Tell me what name has caused more interruption, separation, than in what name you baptize one in. You baptize them in the name of the Father, Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Messiah never expressed it that way. He said, you go teach it all nations, and you baptize them in the name of the Father. And the reason man has been ignorant to that scripture, because they have not known the revelation of that. And now in this latter time, Yahweh is revealing that to his house and his people. And these men that declare that they are prophets, and they say they speak with a prophetic voice, why cannot they see these simple truths? You baptize them in the name of the Father, by the authority of the Son. Why? Because the Father and the Son's name is the same. Now these perverted liars will say that Jesus is the same as Yeshua lies. If his name is Jesus, then the Father's name is Jesus too. That is the simple fact. Because he came in the Father's name. And I will not deny the power of this truth for any man, not even myself. So this is a nation just like Israel and Yehudah. They followed after vanity and they became vain. And because of that, this nation has become a vain nation. It has become utterly empty. It has nothing. The hope is vain. They enter into their synagogues, true. That's what they have, their synagogues. Their pagan temples. They have that. But it's not the house of Yahweh. Yahweh said that his house is where his name shall be, in his house. And so as this nation has become vain, they take great delight in the false things of life. Movie stars, football, basketball, things that have no relevance, no power to generate any kind of strength. None whatsoever. So they become vain. And when they become vain, this is the spirit of a nation that becomes filled with vanity. What do these whole houses teach to people today? You can have what you want. You can be rich. You can be a millionaire. Yahweh never says that. Nowhere in Scripture. That's a vain lie. Same vain lie that America teach, that we all can be millionaires in this nation. First of all, there's not enough wealth to do that. Secondly, there's not the capacity in this nation to facilitate that, nor in any nation of the world to facilitate that. That's why Messiah said, the poor ye will always have. And there are going to always be a people that is destitute, and that's poor. And yet they tell these vain lies. Why? When a nation becomes vain, because they follow after vanity, empty things. And that's what this nation is following after. Their religion is empty. The Pentecostals, the Baptists, the Methodists, the Apostles, the Lutherans, their religion is empty. It's vain. And what they began to do, and they went after the heathens, And they went after the heathens that were round about them, concerning whom Yahweh had charged them, that they should not do like them. They began to do those things that the heathens began to do. This nation is filled with such heathenistic type of religious practices. There are thousands of gods in this nation. There are thousands of renditions of this one you call Jesus Christ, Christo. Thousands of different images and different attitudes and perceptions of Him. And the reason all of that is lost, my friends, listen to me, irregardless of whom you are tonight, is because man has rejected the commandments and the laws of Yahweh. He has rejected the government of Yahweh. And he has gone about establishing his own righteousness. Men can be perverters, they can be liars and thieves, and yet men will honor them. So it was in the days of Messiah. Paul said, I tell you what, I give you this one that says that he is the son of Yahweh. Yahshua is his name. And they were even more aroused when he spoke that way. Oh, he said, I tell you what, I give you Barabbas. Which one you want? And they cried, give us Barabbas. And that's what this nation says. Give us a lying preacher. Give us a perverted man. One that is a rapist, a liar. That will steal our daughters and our sons. That will sell them to Moloch and Mocham. That will rape our daughters. They love these coward dogs. That's what they want. And so he gave them Barabbas, an insurrectionist, a murderer. A man that hates his brother, he's a murderer. A man that will rape his brothers, daughters, pervert his sons, he's a murderer. He's a coward dog. That's what he is. And yet we have men that call themselves prophets. And yet they do these kinds of things. They're liars and perverters. You always say, because they become so vain, they have gone out and began to follow the heathens. And now look at the heathen spirit that is in the nation. They are running in droves after this thing they call the passion of Christ. What a lie. It's a lie from hell. And they declare that many will be delivered. Not one soul is going to be delivered from that, from their damnation because of some play. Oh, they will get emotional when they go. They will cry and sob and they'll go right out and commit their wickedness, their sins. You've got to hear the power of preaching. He has told them about the foolishness of preaching to save those that believe. And we must believe in what? His righteous law. Messiah came not to destroy the law of Yahweh, but to fulfill it. Think not I've come to destroy the law or the prophets, but I've come to fulfill them. He came to make the revelation of these laws and the commandments, to make them known unto man. And the words that the prophets spoke, that they're relevant words. What do you think Messiah preached out of? He preached out of the Torah, the Psalms, the laws, the prophets. He preached from Moshach. He said, you don't even believe Moshach, because if you did, you'll believe me because he wrote on me. And these perverters say you can find the name of Jesus in the Old Testament lies. You can find the name Yahweh, Yahshua. You can never find the name of Jesus. Because salvation in the Hebrew tongue is pronounced, enunciated, Yahshua. It's not enunciated Jesus, Christo. They're liars. They've given of themselves over unto the heathen ways, and so you have a periphery of all kinds of religions. In America today, you have this division, this deep gulf, and it has not come by the name of Yahweh. It's come by the name of Christo, Jesus. That is what has come about. My friend, if you look on the internet, if you type in the word Jesus Christ, you do a search on that. You search Lords. You search God. Lord God Jesus. You will find almost 100 million documents, sites on just that one word. That comprised of what we call God, Jesus. And it's all about Jesus. Yet you type the name of Yahweh, Yahshua, you will find 300,000 documents and sites and different material on that name. And yet you tell me the name of Yahweh, you perverter of hell and darkness, is bringing division? No, it's your Christo, because that is what the gods of the Greek mythology do. They all want worship and to be identified. That is what they want. So what Yahweh has done, because this nation has begun, and has for the many years, last 50 years, it has gone after vanity. It's a vain nation. The old do not want to get older. The old men are taking Viagra to stimulate them. The old women, they all want plastic surgery, hip implants, breast implants. They're vain. They're full of vanity. And so they go the way of the heathens. Abortions, homosexuality, darkness fill the house today. In their synagogues, their temples, of their false pagan worship. How can it be that you say that you love Yahweh, and yet by the same strength, my friend, those that are in their pagan identity, they will gather on their pagan sun worship day, constituted by Constantine, and yet you call on the same God they call on. You are a liar. There's only one mighty Yahweh. There's only one faith, and that's in Him. And there's only one baptism of the Ruah, the Spirit of Yahweh. It doesn't come by the apostolic, the Baptist, Methodist way. It comes by the obedience of truth unto Yahweh. He will give His Spirit unto those that obey Him. This Christ you call the Holy Ghost, it is not. Preacher, you're blaspheming. I will not blaspheme Yahweh. I would dare speak against my Father. I'm telling you this trash in the nation. It is a false presentation of pagan worship. That's all it is. It is not the pure worship of Yahweh. You cannot have the pure worship of Yahweh without His commands and His laws to instruct you in that pure worship. You must have that, my friend. And without that, you're going to lose sight on what Yahweh says. You're listening to the Voice of Victory broadcast with Pastor Roberts. I do want to hear from you tonight, my friends. You that are listening to this broadcast at this time, you that will call me now, and you can call now. Area code 843-658-6222. You are listening to the Voice of Victory broadcast with Pastor Roberts, and I pray and hope tonight that this broadcast is inspiring your heart to cause you to press on in the faith and to understand the profound truth of Yahweh. A nation that has become so vain in its practice, everything is full of vanity, just like Yisrael and Yehuda. They were vain. Yahweh said because of their vanity, they began to seek out the intervention of heathens. And that's what this nation has done. That's what this apostate, what you call the church, and it is an apostate thing. It is not the house of Yahweh. It is not. This apostate identity, it has gone after and pursued all kinds of vanities. They have their whorehouses, and they spend millions of dollars. They have movie theaters, bowling alleys, and everything in them, simply to gratify and to bring some sense of satisfaction to the flesh. Yahweh said, I've charged you not to learn the ways of the heathens, to be so given over unto that that your heart aspires to do what the heathen does. He said, I warned you against that. Look what it says in 2 Kings, chapter 17 and verse 16. This is what this nation has done. You may say what you will, my friend. Well, Pastor Roberts, that is for the Yordans. Oh, it is. So you tell me that Scripture is not for the house of Yahweh. It is for His people, for their learning and instructions, for their cleansing. Look at Scripture tonight. 2 Kings chapter 17 and verse 16. Yahweh said, and they left all the commandments of Yahweh their Father. And that is what the nation has done. It has left all the commandments of Yahweh. All the commandments of Yahweh, their Father. And they have made them molten images, even two calves, to represent the two tables of stones of the commandments of Yahweh. And so you have the very same thing today. They have made themselves, even two calves, made a grove to build their whorehouses. They've gone after the Babylonian, Canaanite goddess, god of fortune. That's what the groves were. Yes, they have built their groves, Asherah, for the groves of Asherah. And that's what they have done. And that is what this image that they have depicted. In the name of Jesus, and that's the truth, my friend, I've preached in that name for many years. Yahweh began to open up and reveal the power and the truth of His name. And it did not come by reading books. It did not come by listening to others. It came by simply looking at what Scripture says and cried out unto the Father. And so that's what they've done. They've built their groves. They've told everyone, you can have what you want. There will be no suffering or mishaps in your life. You can have your fortune of happiness. That is what the grove is. That is what they have done. They have made their gods, Asherah. They have made them. They have built their temples unto their Baals, their Canaanite gods and the gods of fortune. And the one that builds the larger grove, it shows you that their fortune is greater than the ones that have the smaller groves. And he said, because of this vain identity and the vain spirit, and they have gone to worship, not some, but he said, all the hosts of heaven and serve Baal, to serve the Lord, the supreme male divinity of the Phoenicians and the Canaanites. Now that's what Baal is. That's what Lord is. Man can even be aware of these things. They can be before his eyes in black and white, and he will still deny it. He will still reject that. That is what the word Baal means. It equals Lord. It is the supreme male divinity of the Phoenician and the Canaanite God. Has nothing to do with Yahweh. And this is a nation that is worshiping the host of heavens. That is why homosexuality is rampant. The young daughters, they are aborting babies away like, even not like beasts. Sexual immorality. This thing that they call Christendom, although they call themselves begotten of Yahweh, they are worse than the world. They're doing the things that the world are doing. They have learned the ways of the heathens quite well. You have men that call themselves pastors, prophets, evangelists. And the immorality amongst them, the sexual improprieties, the adulterous ways, the wicked man. A man that committed adultery with a woman, he hated his own soul. And if a man hates his own soul, how can he love someone else's soul? And a man that continues to commit adultery, he's a vile man. He's a wicked man. He's not a man that loves Yahweh. He's a serpent of hell. I don't care if he declared himself to be a prophet, a last day prophet. He's a liar and a pervert from hell. And these coward men are afraid to identify the sins of this nation and to warn the people of Yahweh. You reject his name, he is going to bring a curse upon you. And that is the truth. I say to you, my friends, you that are listening to this man of Yahweh, you that have a concordance, take your concordance and look up the word name. There are 1,285 scriptures, just the word name, not with the apostrophe. When you add all of them in, it's around 1,350 scriptures that contain that. You search them all out.
and show me, my friend, where his name is. My name is the Lord God. That is my name. That's not a name. Those are titles. And this ignorant generation, I use that demonstrative superlative. It is an ignorant generation. They will reject truth because of their religious creeds and their doctrines. No, I will not baptize you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christo. You that have been baptized in that name, that hear this broadcast, I would find me a man of Yahweh who will baptize me right. Why? Because there is only one Yahweh, only one faith, and only one baptism. I know your Kohana said, I baptize you with water, but the one that come after me is mightier than me, whose shoes were his laces I'm not worthy to tie. He shall baptize you with the Ruah and with fire. And this nation has not been baptized with the fire of Yahweh, because that fire, it consumed the dross of a chaff and a bad soul. It's a nation full of sin and corrupted wickedness. They have a false illumination of a spirit. But it's not Yahweh's anointing. So if you hear this man of Yahweh, if you're listening to this man of Yahweh, I will say to you, I will find one who will baptize me properly in water. And there is a name that you use when you baptize. For Messiah said, you go, you teach all nations. You baptize them in the name. And that is the name. You baptize them in the name. Submerge them. That is what it means. You submerge them in the name of Yahweh. By the authority of Messiah. Through and by the instruction of the Ruah, the Spirit. And that is the truth. There's only one submerging and only one submerging. And the fire as Messiah, was he not submerged in water? What name was he submerged in? Was he submerged in his own name? Tell me, my friend, would Yokara, would he baptize him, submerge him in water? And the Father said, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am very well pleased. How was he submerged? What name was he submerged in? There's only one name. And in that name of Yahweh, you will find the Son's name. Don't let these charlatan liars, my friends, I understand. We have all been brought up in the tradition of man. We've all been brought up under these creeds and statutes. They're not the statutes and creeds, the commandments of Yahweh. They've been established by the apostolic. What a lying doctrine. Oh, I believe in the apostles' doctrine, but they're not walking in the apostles' doctrine. Not keeping the pagan Sunday. How can they be? Baptizing in the name of the Lord Jesus Christo? They're not of the apostles' faith. You cannot tell me the kafar baptized in the Lord Jesus Christ. He baptized by the power of Yahweh. In that name, you can't make me believe that. I will not receive that from no man, because that is not the truth. He says in 2 Kings 17:16, they have left all the commandments of Yahweh. And because they have done that, they have gone and pursued and follow after the hosts of the heavens. And they're serving Baal. And that's what they do. They're serving Baal, their lords. They all have their own Baals, their own lords, their own supreme male divinity. And he is one of the Phoenicians and the Canaanites. They all have their own Baal, the apostolic Baal, the Lutheran Baal. They all have their own lords. And that is the name of their lords. Every lord has a name. Every God has a name. David declared, Yahweh, amongst the Elohals, who is like you? There's none like you. Why? Because he was not like them. You read in Genesis, Shatan began to speak to Eve. He said, Yahweh know that in the day that you eat of that tree, first of all, your eyes will be open. They were blinded. He said, you will become as gods, knowing what is good and evil. Now, that's the strength of any God. They know what is good and evil. How many gods do we have? Well, the apostolic say, well, what you're doing on that Baptist is wrong. The Baptist say, apostolic, you all got it wrong. The Lutheran says to the Episcopalians, no, sir. The African Methodists say to the white Methodists, no fellowship, no oneness. And yet they all say they have the Ruah of Yahweh. And they all call on the same Phoenician deity. They all call on the name of Jesus. They all use Jesus, and they all say, we serve God. We know the Lord God. I know Yahweh, and that is His name. That is His name. Is Yahweh. Oh, I know the Lord God, and the Lord is so good to me, and God has blessed me. You hear from every ethnicity, Caucasians, African-Americans, whomever, Mexicans, Jews for Jesus, what a perversion. Jews for Jesus, you're damned for Jesus. They are not the you're damned of Yahweh. False identity. Who are the true you're damned? Tell me. There are many that have come in under their pernicious cloaks. And this religious world will not challenge that. It's a religious perverted world. And it will not challenge that. Because it is afraid to challenge this corrupt religious hierarchy of power. And so that's why they call him the same deity. Well, it's Jesus, sweet little Jesus. No, it's Yahshua. Yahweh. They've left off Yahweh's commandments. They've made images, calves. They've made their groves. They lifted up their god of fortune, their goddess, Asherah. They're sacred trees. They have their sacred little relics near. And that's what they have. They have their sacred doctrines. They're not true doctrine because they're based upon the law, the prophets. Everything Messiah spoke, based upon Moshach and the prophet. He did not speak something different. He came to bring light and the power of understanding to reveal that Yahweh is a spirit. And by that power dwelling in us, that's why Yahweh's spirit is His Ruah. Yahweh is a spirit. And He comes, or He has sent forth that anointing into every one of us that we may cry, Abba, precious Father. We're not given over unto the hosts of the heaven. And that's what this nation and the world is given over unto. And they're serving Baal. It says in 2 Kings chapter 17, verse 17. Look at what it says. And they caused their sons and their daughters to pass through the fire. And to use divination. My, witchcraft. Spirit of the false prophets. Men that speak good things with their lips. An enchantment that practice their divining. They're always looking for a sign. That's what they're doing in this nation. And they sold themselves to do evil in the sight of Yahweh to provoke Him to anger. Therefore Yahweh was very angry with Israel, and He removed them out of His sight. Now, there was none left, none left. But the tribe of Yehuda only. And look at them. Look at Yehuda. Do you understand what that means? It simply means Yahweh's praise. Jesus doesn't mean that. Yehuda does. Everything that He did was profound. Every name. If you began in the book of Genesis, you will see how that even the rivers had names. He named them Pishon, and they all had names. Where's His name? It's not this lying hybrid thing they call Jehovah. It can't be. It is Yahweh. Yahweh was very angry with Israel. He removed them out of His sight. There was none left but the tribe of Yehuda. And also Yehuda kept not the commandments of Yahweh, their father. But they walked in the statutes. They walk in the statutes. Do you hear that? They walk in the statutes of Israel, which they made. Do not the apostolic make their own statutes? The Baptists? Do not they have their own ordinance? Their enactments? Do not they prescribe the way to get to their God? And must you come their way to get to their God? You cannot find the apostolic's God unless you come through the apostolic's doctrine. You cannot find the Presbyterian God unless you come through their doctrine. And yet they all say we're serving Jesus Christo. The apostolic say they're serving the same one as the Church of England. Ah, and you tell me that that pagan whore that sits in Rome, that is the minister of this whore, Catholicism, calls on the same one you call on and tells you his name. His name is Yahweh. It is not Lord. It's not God, but it's Yahweh. He commanded us, as he commanded the priest, to give honor unto his name. And if you do not, then there shall be a curse that come upon you. And Yehuda did not keep the commandments of Yahweh, but they walked after the statutes of Yisrael, which they had made. And Yahweh rejected all the seed of Yisrael, and he afflicted them, and he delivered them into the hand of the spoiler, the one that's going to plunder them. And this nation is delivered into the hand of the spoilers, until he had cast them out of his sight. And Yahweh is going to cast this wicked nation that loves her vanity. She's cast out of his sight because she has rejected the commandments, the laws of Yahweh. My friends, you that hear this man of Yahweh, you can't reject Yahweh's truth. You can't deny the truth of Yahweh. But we must obey what he says. Scripture says in Acts, chapter 7, verse 42. It must be profound, because even the apostle Kephar, the word of faith, is delivered unto us. He says in Acts, chapter 7, verse 42, then Yahweh turned, and he gave them up to worship the hosts of heaven, as it is written in the book of the prophets, O house of Israel, ye have offered to me slain beasts and sacrificed by the space of 40 years in the wilderness. Yea, ye took up the tabernacle of Moloch. Why he named that God? He was a king. He was the god of the fire. Why that god? The god of the Ammons. He said, and the star of your god, Riphaham. Why that god? Why Riphan? Why this God? And yet their names are here in Scripture. Figures which ye made to worship them, and I will carry you away beyond Babylon. I will carry you beyond confusion, these confusion idols that confuse your mind. I will carry you beyond that. Our fathers had the tabernacle of witness in the wilderness. As he had appointed, speaking unto Moshach, that he should make it according to the fashion that he had seen, which also our fathers that came after brought in with Yahshua in the possession of the Gentiles whom Yahweh drove out before the face of our fathers unto the day of David, who found favor before Yahweh, and to desire to find a tabernacle for Yahweh of Yaakov. And that's what we must do. But Solomon built him a house. Howbeit the Most High dwell not in your pagan temples made with hand, saith the prophet. He dwells in the heart. We come to worship him. His name is in his house. And we are the tabernacle of Yahweh. They built their temples for their pagan gods. Yahweh dwells in his house. And his name is in his house. And that is the truth. You are listening to the Voice of Victory broadcast. This is Pastor Roberts. I want to hear from you, my friends, you that listen to this broadcast. I do need your financial supports. I want you to write me and send a generous gift to support this labor of love that Yahweh has inspired the heart of this man to preach profoundly his truth. You address your letter to me, Pastor Roberts, 717 Miller, M-I-L-L-E-R, Miller Road, Jefferson, J-E-F-F-E-R-S-O-N, Jefferson, South Carolina, SC29718, USA. You that will send a generous gift, listen, send a generous gift to this labor of love. You that will write me and send a gift, we do need your support for this broadcast. Write Pastor Roberts, 717 Miller, M-I-L-L-E-R, Miller Road, Jefferson, J-E-F-F-E-R-S-O-N, South Carolina, SC29718. Write me, send a gift, and I will send you out those two books. Now, you that will call me tonight, and you can call now, and let us know how the reception of the broadcast is coming into your area. You call me now. Area code 843-658-6222. We pray that Yahweh gives you strength and blessings tonight of the truth, that it may bear witness in your soul. We are in the process of establishing our internet site. I believe now you can go online. You can see some of the aspects of the community life here. Simply www.yahwehsword.org. O-R-G. www.yahwehsword.org. We're in the process of building it, so there will be many things added in the days and weeks to come. I believe Yahweh will bless it, and that many in different parts of the world and this nation will be touched. We are about our Father's business to do His will. We do gather here at the tabernacle each Shabbat at 11 a.m. We have our worship as we gather in the tabernacle to sing, to praise Yahweh, and to hear the word of faith preached by the man of Yahweh, those that will speak the words of faith to us here. And also we have scripture truth on Wednesday, each Wednesday. At 7 p.m., we gather in the tabernacle for scripture truth. And it is a blessing. The word of faith is preached. The knowledge of His truth is revealed unto us. We do request you that when you come to dress modest, women wearing dresses, and no shorts or pants on women. Women wear dresses and no shorts. You dress like you're coming to see the King. We do want to hear from you, my friends and listeners. I say to you, Brother Dean, there in Forreston, Illinois, Yahweh bless you, my young friend, and may His peace fill your hearts. May He give you great strength to press on in this hour. We greet all of our brothers, friends, and sisters. Elder Gardner there in Holt, Michigan, we bless you tonight, Elder, and all the brethren that listen, and saints that pray for the labor of love here. Elder Funk there, we bless you. Bless you, Elder. Always grateful to hear from the elder men, men of faith, men that Yahweh has blessed to understand this truth over the years. We bless you tonight. May the peace of Yahweh rest upon you. May His strength fill your heart. We say to you all, my friends and listeners, and from all of the saints you had victory, we say, Shalom. Yahshua's mighty name, we bless you.